Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Do not travel to Russia due to harassment against U.S. citizens by Russian officials. U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart Russia immediately. Ned Price of the State Department.
In recent weeks, we have seen reports of U.S. citizens being singled out and detained by the Russian military in Ukraine and when evacuating by land through Russian-occupied territory or to Russia or Belarus.
When Florida passed parental rights in education last month to block schools from teaching sexual information to kids in kindergarten through third grade, Disney took offense and said they will fight to repeal the law. President Biden called the bill hurtful. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on the bill.
But the bill does provide substantive protections for parents, which I think is very, very important because there's a movement to say that somehow parents should just butt out of the schools. I think that that's wrong.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of an accelerated mental health crisis among adolescents, with more than 4 in 10 teens reporting they feel persistently sad or hopeless, and 1 in 5 saying they have contemplated suicide. Deborah Oury, a deputy director at the CDC, says the COVID-19 pandemic has created traumatic stressors that have the potential to further erode students' mental well-being. There was no mention of the 4 school lockdowns that was imposed by the CDC. The United States border at Mexico continues at crisis levels.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says over 10 million people will be arrested at the border during the 4 years of the Biden presidency. Patrick saying the president doesn't care about the lives of people and the risks they're taking to cross the border.
Biden knows what's going on. I cannot say this any stronger. He doesn't care about the lives of people. He only cares about achieving a political victory.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Police in Los Angeles, California, were prepared to arrest Will Smith on battery charges moments after he slapped Chris Rock at Sunday's Oscar ceremony. Producer Will Packer made the claim. Packer said Rock was in his office shortly after the primetime smackdown when LAPD officers showed up and offered to take action against Smith. Chris Rock declined to press charges. Senate Minority Whip John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, told Newsmax last night, record high gas prices are not the result of COVID-19 or Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's the direct result of Biden's energy policies.
The pandemic affected supply and demand like it did on a lot of things. But what's affecting supply in this country are Biden administration policies. You can change this very, very quickly simply by sending the right signals. And the energy producers in this country who are currently sitting on the sidelines because of their policies will get back in the game and start producing energy and restore America to energy dominance, which is where we were, when President Trump Trump left office. We were, as it, for all intents and purposes, energy independent for the first time in my lifetime. We were exporting energy, and that had to do everything to do with the policies, with the message that was being sent, with the incentives that were being put out there for investment. And right now, that has completely changed. This administration has no one but to blame but themselves when it comes to the high price of gasoline, because it is a supply and demand issue, and they are doing nothing but trying to squash supply in America.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and guess what? Special guest, Dr. Jim Dennison joins us now. He is the co-founder, visionary of Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. So glad to be with you today, my friend.
I always enjoy our time together, and especially, you know, at a time like this. I just feel like, you know, occasionally we have those moments that God sets aside as divine appointments. And I look at this time together, you and I, as that, because of all that is going on, you know, we're in the midst of the Lenten season, a time of sacrifice, and on the verge of World War III, and people are suffering. Fellow Christians, people of faith, it is absolutely heartbreaking what we're seeing, what's happening in Ukraine right now, Jim.
It absolutely is, on a level that I'm afraid Americans are not seeing as God is. God loves
yes.
each of us as if there were only one of us. He loves the Ukrainians as if they were Americans and wants us to do the same thing. 78% of the Ukrainian adult population are Christians, the Ukrainian
yes.
Orthodox Christians. Well, if I had brothers and sisters in Ukraine, I might be reading the news differently. I do. I have spiritual mm-hmm. brothers and sisters there. And God wants us to have our hearts broken with what breaks his heart.
Yes, exactly. And God's clear that he is watching people of faith, especially the church, the response. What are we doing? I mean, he says clearly in his word that, you know, he doesn't just want us to stand on the sidelines. And it behooves people of faith to come before the Father and say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What is my role? What has my sanctified role for a time as this, just like for Esther? What is our important role as the world is on the brink of World War III, maybe?
Oh, exactly. Isaiah 1:17 calls us to learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression. Those two words, correct oppression. Isaiah 1:17 couldn't be clearer that God is calling on his people to be the body of Christ, to step up and do all that we can do to demonstrate his love, his mercy, and his grace in this time. When I think you're exactly right. In fact, some are saying we may actually be in the early stages of World War III as this moves forward. Certainly a new Cold War, but I'm afraid it's going to get much worse than even that in coming days and months.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, you know, what I hear often from people is that, well, America's not supposed to be the police of the world. Well, who said that? You know, I believe that America was covenanted. I mean, we're only one of two nations. You think about this, Jim. I was thinking about this the other day. Only two nations has God entered into a specific covenant with that I'm aware of, Israel and America. And there was a reason that God had sanctified this nation for a specific purpose. Now, if God has called us to be the police of the world or to be the moral agency of the world, which I think in many ways we've answered that call, in many ways we've fallen short. And this is why we're where we're at right now. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza presented a documentary I thought was pretty profound in 2014. You know, what if America was no longer there? What if America was missing from the history of the world? What would that mean? And I think we're getting a slight glimpse. I mean, he did it as a documentary and a what if proposition, but we're seeing that right now because of the moral degradation, because of our abandonment of God. America is missing in action. It's like that light on a hill, Jim, that was once lit. There are antithetical forces continuing to come up, and, you know, people of faith flip the switch on, and the antithetical forces are coming in and flipping the switch off.
Exactly what's happening. Years ago, a Cuban pastor taught me something, Bill, that comes to mind right now. I've been to Cuba 10 times over the years. And we had one of these Cuban pastors that I love so much in our home in Dallas. He was in town and we were together. And he said, I've been studying American history and I know why God has blessed America, said this Cuban pastor. I asked him what his answer to the question was. He said, God has blessed America so America's Christians can bless the world.
Yes.
I believe that's a profound statement. With our natural resources, with our cultural resources, with all that God has entrusted to America, so that we can be that light on a hill that Jesus was speaking of. When we cease being that light, we cease being what God called us to be, what our mission and purpose is. And God can't bless that which violates his purpose. He just can't be a holy God and do that. And that's where we are in American history, I'm afraid.
Yeah, without a doubt. The verse that came to mind that rattled my spirit, Jim, was this from Proverbs 24, verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work?
Those are rhetorical questions that in the Hebrew language makes it very clear that what it's describing is in fact a point of fact. It's a question to make a point. And the point is, you can kind of turn that around in the translation of it and say, doesn't he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And won't he repay man according to his work? And that's the testimony of Scripture and history, is that a just God does exactly that. He deals with us as gently as he can or as harshly as he must. He's calling us to action right now. It couldn't be clearer. In my lifetime, though, I have not seen a conflict that is clearer in terms of the moral standards on right and wrong and which side of this is on the dark and which side of this is on the light. And God's calling us to be people of the light.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say it's in some sense, I'm encouraged that the body of Christ is moving to pray. But we also need to understand that God says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so the key is righteousness. If we're not righteous before God, then our prayers are just hitting the ceiling. They're not going into the heavenlies. And this is a time that we need to be aware of to make sure that, first of all, we are right with God. We get back to 2 Chronicles 7:14, Jim. And it starts with, if my people who are called by my name, right? Go ahead. Pick it up from there then, please.
No, that was exactly what was on my mind, Bill. It was exactly that point. My people called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We want to get to the healing first, but it comes last in that sequence.
Exactly.
If I'm not right with God, he can't hear my prayers because my sin is blocking my relationship with him. Then I'm wondering why God isn't answering my prayers when, in fact, I'm not close enough to God for him to be able to hear my voice. So it starts with, Lord, what in my life is blocking my relationship with you? Confess whatever comes to your mind. Claim God's forgiving grace. Be cleansed by his Spirit and be close enough to be on your knees and be able to pray for the Ukrainians and hear him show you how to answer your prayers. What God wants you to do in response to what you prayed is, I think, the equation God is asking us to consider today.
Exactly. And Jim, you hit it right on the nail on the head, because it's so important for us to have revelation My people without revelation will perish, will cast off restraint. We're all over the place. We're in chaos. Right now, this is America, as you described. This is where we are right now because we're untethered from the truth of God. We're untethered from that critical relationship. And we wonder why, you know, our elected officials are not responding in a logical manner. It's so illogical what seems to be happening here. And it's... if it's going to happen, it's going to happen by divine providence, as George Washington realized even back then. Time and again, he said, but for the hand of God. And this is where we are right now in this world, as you say, a world that contains God's creation that he loves and has a heart for every one of us. Otherwise, he wouldn't have sent Jesus. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Jim Dennison after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We're We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Jim Dennison continues with us. We had to get into the everyday issues of life, and hopefully that blessed you, and it has given you an opportunity to consider your position in Christ right now and where you are with God. If you are able to see yourself come before the Father of righteousness, Jehovah Sitkanu. But we cannot come into his presence to find grace and mercy in that time of need. If we want to hold on to sin, you can't come into the presence of a holy God and you yourself. And this is all of us right now. If there is sin, if there's something that we're holding on to, then our prayers are going to be ineffective and we're going to get even more frustrated and even begin to think like so many in America think today that maybe God has abandoned us, Jim Dennison.
And it's the other way around. We have abandoned God. So one of my first cars was a 1967 Mercury Cougar. One of my favorite cars I've ever had. Love to have it back today if I could. One of the problems, however, it had was, and it might have just been the way this one was, it got corrosion on the battery posts all the time. It was a regular thing. About once a month, I had to clean off these battery posts or else corrosion would get in there. And then the battery couldn't get the charge to the charging cables to start the car. It wasn't that the battery wasn't there. It was that the corrosion of the connection kept the battery from doing its job. Well, sin corrodes the posts of my connection with God. Sin keeps a Holy Spirit from being able to hear and answer my prayers. And then I blame God. It's like it's God's fault when, in fact, it's my fault. It's the corrosion on the post that I'm not cleaning off. So I would encourage everybody hearing us to stop even today and say, Lord, what corrosion's on the post of my soul? What do I need to confess to you? What do I need to make right with you? And ask the Spirit to bring that to your mind, and he'll do that. He will show you what needs to be made right. Then confess it, pray about it, give it to God. He will cleanse you. He will forgive you. He'll separate your sin as far as you from you as the east is from the west, buries it in the depths of the deepest sea. The Bible says he remembers it no more. But we have to confess it to him. Then we can pray in prayer. God will answer our prayers and our world will be different.
Amen. Jim, can you imagine what evil is meant for bad? Here it is, a time that is drawing people of faith together. I mean, I'm hearing of churches all over this country of ours because this is what they do. They're running to the front lines. They're donating without administrative cost. 100% of the money that they're raising is going directly to Ukraine. It really elevates my spirit. It encourages me. To your point, I believe that it is turning people back to prayer to analyze, okay, how can I be that effective prayer warrior? How can I ensure that my prayers go into the heavenlies and that God will soften the hearts of even Vladimir Putin and those that would want to take over? Should it be his will? I mean, because we know that after all is said and done, God's will is that we're going to get to the final chapter of Revelations. We're heading there. And I don't want to sound like Peter, who after Jesus says, hey, I'm going to be crucified. And Peter says, hey, you know, no, you don't have to do that. Get behind me, Satan. No, I want to be on the right team. I want to be on God's team as you do too, Jim. I think we all do. So we need to pray. Pray understanding that God is large. He's in charge. It is his kingdom that is coming. And what can we do? How can our prayers be most effective and targeted strategically and consistent with God's plan and purpose?
And that's really the strategic piece. I'm so glad you said that, how we have to be that specific. I was this past Sunday in the chapel where I preach on Sundays talking about Acts chapter 12, verse 5, where Peter's been imprisoned by Herod. And the text says the church was fervently praying to God for him. So it's collective, the church. It was fervent, passionate. It was specific for him. It was continually praying, continuing to pray. And God released Peter from that prison and worked a divine miracle because the church prayed collectively, passionately, continually, and specifically. God's calling us to do the same thing and then be willing to be the answer to our prayers. Not just God bless Ukraine. It's specifically God protect, God move, God meet the physical needs, God meet the emotional needs. And then show me how you can use me to be your hands, to be your feet, to make the difference that needs to be made today. I was talking to a friend the other day who was on the phone with Franklin Graham. It's one of those borders, a Samaritan's Purse. Franklin was telling him about the hospital that Samaritan's Purse has built just in the last couple of weeks in western Ukraine. How they've staffed it with doctors and nurses, I think 120 beds, something like that. How they've just created out of nothing. an immediate response, a medical response, a physical response to the needs that are there. Years ago, a friend told me, I have no right to preach the gospel to a hungry person. I have to be willing to meet physical need, to meet spiritual need, and when I'm praying for that to happen, I have to be willing to be the answer to that prayer.
Exactly. And much more powerful, Dr. Dennison, we'll find, than $14 billion of the people's money for armaments. Is the power of prayer and the people. Exactly. We got about 4.5 minutes left, and of course, one of the main things I wanted to talk. But again, the Holy Spirit grabs a hold of our conversation, and we're happy to let that happen. I want you to know how much you and your son, Dr. Ryan Dennison, have blessed me in this new book that you have presented, To Follow in His Footsteps, a daily devotional through the holy sites of Israel. I mean, this has been my my go-to book in addition to the Bible for this Lenten season, and it has blessed me so many ways because it's taken me back to where I was when I went to Jerusalem. It is just bringing those emotions and feelings back to life for me, and I just want you to know how much you and Ryan have blessed me.
Well, thank you for saying that so much. It's such a privilege for me to get to work with my son in this way. So Dr. Ryan Dennison just finished a PhD in church history not too long ago, and I go to Israel a lot. In fact, I'll be over there 6 times this year, if the Lord wills. I've been 35 times over the years. And so what we did was take all my lecture notes from all the times that I've taken people there, and then Ryan organized these into this Lenten devotional series. And then Jeff Bird, my best friend, he and I have worked together for 34 years now, wonderful photographer, took all the pictures that are in the book as well. And so all I did, Bill, was take people to Israel, and they turned it into this book and made it into a Lent devotional guide that really, I do think, brings a real practical and spiritual depth to this season as we're preparing again to remember Jesus' death and to celebrate his resurrection. It takes people where it actually happened. It takes us step-by-step, day-by-day, through the Holy Land in a devotional sort of a filter and way, and I hope helps us to experience personally the Christ who came for us to be one of us, that we can be one with him.
And it will cause you to go deeper into the Word of God. I mean, this is kind of a directional, because as you're reading this and you're reading history and you're seeing the pictures, and then you go, oh, let me go to the Gospels and see how this aligns with what the Gospel writers had presented. And again, like I said, this is just so cool what you have done. And for those who have not been to Israel, you're missing out. I will say that. But prayerfully, that would be in your future to be able to realize the Word of God in a whole new dramatic way. And this devotional will start you on that road and begin to give you an idea as Jim and Ryan go through each day, the various cultural stops and the relevance that it has, you know, to our faith.
Well, thank you for that. I really do believe that every Christian should go to Israel. It turns black and white into color, 2D into 3D.
Yes.
When you're actually on the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus walked on the water, the very spot where he did that. When you put your feet on the southern steps of the Temple Mount where Jesus put his feet. When you're walking where Jesus walked, you're experiencing God in a way that I think is transformative. That's why we love leading study tours to Israel. We make them really not just a tourist experience or even a study experience, but a pilgrimage. We're praying, God, how can I meet you in Israel? And every time we pray that, God answers that prayer.
Well, yesterday in day 16, just to give you an idea, I'm going to read a couple paragraphs here from day 16. This is claim his name at Caesarea Philippi. From Capernaum, we venture roughly 25 miles north of the Sea of Galilee to the region of Caesarea Philippi. Here we find the most eastern of the springs feeding the Jordan River as it flows into the Sea of Galilee. The site was given to Herod the Great in 20 BC by the emperor. 4 years later, Herod built a gleaming white marble temple here in Augustus's honor. The temple stood near a cave dedicated to the god Pan, which we will discuss more in a moment. Well, for people who have not gotten their hands on this book and are participating with us during the Lenten season, doesn't mean that you can't get it later and continue on. You will be blessed greatly. How can they get their hands on this book, Dr. Jim Dennison?
It's called To Follow in His Footsteps. They can find that online. They can find that at our website at DennisonForum.org. We have a bookstore that's available there as well. They can get that through a variety of different outlets also. So the title is To Follow in His Footsteps, and it's my name, Jim Dennison, and my son, Ryan Dennison, are the authors.
Thank you, Jim. God bless.
Always a privilege, Bill. Take care.
My friend John Whitehead, constitutional attorney and founder of the Rutherford Institute, often says that knowledge precedes action. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. What is the right knowledge and right action, you may ask? Well, one day, you know, God's talking with Cain, and he thought he could cut corners and did not give God his best. And though he tried to cheat God, God still loved Cain and wanted him, and all of us for that matter, to be successful. Sounds simple, but as humans, we naturally want to have it our way, right? It's okay to cut corners and always not do what is right. But there are consequences for not doing what is right. Like the law of gravity. God has established the law of rightness or righteousness. Right education, right thinking, right actions produces that which makes all things well regardless of any circumstance. Working hard and giving our best to God at all times leads to happiness. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Do not travel to Russia due to harassment against U.S. citizens by Russian officials. U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart Russia immediately. Ned Price at the State Department.
In recent weeks, we have seen reports of U.S. citizens being singled out and detained by the Russian military in Ukraine. And when evacuating by land through Russian-occupied territory or to Russia or Belarus.
When Florida passed parental rights in education last month to block schools from teaching sexual information to kids in kindergarten through third grade, Disney took offense and said they will fight to repeal the law. President Biden called the bill hurtful. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on the bill.
But the bill does provide substantive protections for parents, which I think is very, very important because there's a movement to say that somehow parents should just butt out of the schools. I think that that's wrong.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
You know, type 2 diabetes is more common than ever and can lead to serious health complications, but research by Dr. Neil Barnard shows that simple food changes can reduce the need for medications and sometimes make all signs of diabetes disappear. Now he's here to show us how to put those findings to work in his new book, Your Body in Balance, the New Science of Food, Hormones, and Health. Now, in this book, he shares the science of how foods can control not just insulin, but other hormones, too. Dr. Barnard, good to be talking with you. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. Great to be with you today.
Well, what causes type 2 diabetes?
Well, the answer came from a new technology called magnetic resonance spectroscopy. We're looking in your body. We're not looking at a twisted ankle, but we're looking at inside the cells with magnetic resonance technology. And it turns out that what causes type 2 diabetes is microscopic fat particles that build up inside the muscle and liver cells. And what that means is, let's see, I eat a ham sandwich. And the mayonnaise and the cheese and the ham all have fat in it, and the fat gets into your muscle cells. And when that happens, the muscles can no longer function normally. The insulin that normally allows sugar to get into the cell doesn't work anymore. So once the fat builds up in the muscle cells, builds up in the liver cells, now glucose, sugar, can't get into that cell anymore. The glucose builds up in the blood, and the doctor says, you've got diabetes. Mistakenly thought diabetes came from eating the sugar, eating bread or potatoes that would digest to release sugar, but that was never the cause. The cause starts out apparently as the buildup of fat particles inside the muscle and liver cells that stops the sugar getting out of the blood into.
So was this kind of like a real light bulb moment for you when all of a sudden you're able to look into the cell at this level and you see this and all of a sudden light bulbs start flashing, right?
Yes, because the light bulb, like I got to say, on a personal note, I grew up in North Dakota. My father was the diabetes expert for the town, medicine doctor who treated everybody with diabetes. Never once did I hear my father say diabetes could get better or go away. Finally, that's what we have. A person now in this year can put this to use to improve their diabetes and in some cases actually get rid of diabetes. We didn't think was possible a generation ago.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong. Don't cancel your doctor's appointment. But what we do is we make diet changes that get the fat out of the muscle. And we've shown that we can do that as well. This is not belly fat. These are microscopic fat particles inside your muscle cells, inside your liver cells. They can go away if you change your diet enough. And that's what we found, that people who've had diabetes for years, it can improve, sometimes even go away.
So it's almost realistic to say that diabetes can't go away.
Yes, it is realistic.
Yeah.
When I have to say, when I first saw this, I was stunned. There was one of our first research participants had been a policeman here in Washington, D.C. for many years. He was way overweight, and his A1C, which is the diabetes test that we use, off the scale, really bad. But we wanted to get the fat out of his cells. So what we did is we took the animal products out of his diet. So if he was eating meat chili filled with animal fat, we said have bean chili, for example. If you're having ground beef on your spaghetti, have tomato sauce. We got the fat out. And as time went on, yes, he lost weight, and he improved and improved and improved, but his blood sugar levels returned not just down to pre-diabetes levels, but totally normal levels, like the level a 16-year-old kid would have.
That's
so
amazing.
I had never seen this before. I wanted to cry. I thought, you know, to be able to actually have diabetes go away was miraculous. Since then, though, we've seen this in thousands of people. So don't get me wrong. There are some people, if they've had diabetes for many years, they'll improve, but they may not get off their medicine. But for some people, the diabetes improves so much that your doctor would never know you even had diabetes.
Dr. Neil Barnard, adjunct professor of medicine at the George Washington University School of Medicine in Washington, D.C., and your book, we'll have it linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com, and I imagine it's also available at all the usual places, right? Your Body in Balance?
Your Body in Balance is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everywhere, and if there is a surviving bookstore in your neighborhood, they would appreciate your business, too. You'll see it also at our website, which is PCRM.org. Called Your Body in Balance. I hope people will out and share it with somebody they love.
Well, PETA is saying that federally funded primate laboratories must close. The empirical evidence is clear. Using chimpanzees didn't work. Using monkeys doesn't work. Yet taxpayers are still paying through the nose for monkeys to be imported and bred in the United States, holding back useful research and posing a health threat. Here to explain is PETA's senior science advisor on primate experimentation, Dr. Lisa Jones Engel. Dr. Engel, explain to the audience the empirical evidence and why the stance that seems to be the obvious conclusion that these primate laboratories should be closed.
Thank you. You know, experimental monkeys has been disastrous, and we needed to stop. You know, there have been more than a million monkeys have been brought in. They've been ripped from the forests of Asia and Africa and South America. They've experienced these unspeakable horrors. They're boxed up. They're shipped around the world. They're tortured and killed in the labs. Billions of taxpayer dollars are wasted. And the horrors for the animals, the extraordinary waste of taxpayer dollars, the utter failure to produce successful vaccines and meaningful treatments, this is the reality of monkey experimentation. It's a reality that I lived and worked in for decades, and it is the reality that needs to be exposed.
Yes. Well, as you say, you've worked with monkeys in the wild for decades, and so give people an understanding. I mean, you touched a little bit on it. I mean, the difference between their lives living wild and free versus being constrained in a laboratory.
You know, the thing is, macaques are They're beautiful. You know, the macaque monkey, they're very highly social monkeys. They can live almost anywhere in Asia. And they are, unfortunately, the simian backbone of the primate biomedical facility because they're so successful at being where they are, even though their numbers are dropping dramatically. But what's happened is companies in the U.S. have set up these filthy, these dangerous, these disease-riddled holding and export facilities in Asia and Mauritius. Until recently, the rule was that you shouldn't capture wild monkeys and send them to the U.S., but that rule is only on paper, and that rule is actually being violated consistently. So the reality is that these wild monkeys, you know, they're viciously trapped. Their sleeping trees are hacked down. They're clubbed. They're netted. Many of the adults are beaten to death as they're desperately trying to hold on to their infants. You know, others die as they're being stuffed into these rice sacks or these wire bags. The stress of capture, the horrific conditions, the exposure to pathogens while they're in that captivity at these monkey farms, it results in many of the monkeys dying from disease. And, you know, the dead ones are replaced, quote unquote, with more macaques from the wild. And these monkeys are money. You know, in over 2 years during the pandemic, 70,000 macaques were brought into the U.S. on 300 different shipments. 70,000.
Unbelievable. Well, tell us about the National Primate Research Centers.
The NPRCs, National Primate Research Centers, there used to be 8. There are now 7. They're in Wisconsin, Washington State, Oregon, California, Texas, Louisiana, and Georgia. There was one in Massachusetts at Harvard University, but a few years ago, Harvard looked at the facts, and they realized that, you know, keeping monkeys, diseased, distressed monkeys in tiny cages actually hadn't brought about the promised HIV vaccines or the Alzheimer's treatments or the treatments for cardiovascular disease or diabetes. And Harvard said, enough is enough. We are no longer going to follow this and invest in bad science. Mm-hmm. But there are 7 holdouts, and these are the 7 remaining primate centers. And, you know, despite the evidence sitting in front of them, the failure of the monkey model to translate into meaningful and successful vaccines or treatments for humans, they continue to keep these animals. There are about 26,000 of them spread out across these remaining 7 primate centers.
Well, Dr. Lisa Jones-Engel is PETA's Senior Science Advisor on Primate Experimentation. Dr. Jones, where can people go for more information?
They can go to PETA.org/NPRC, National Primate Research Center. You can see the information. You can see the documents. A couple of clicks on the Activist Center, you can send an email to the National Institutes of Health and tell them, spend my taxpayer dollars on human-relevant research, not on this bad monkey science.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got Ned Lang, who's the father of a J6 prisoner, and he's going to be telling his son's story. That'll be coming up in just a moment. But first of all, I do want to remind you, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Ned, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks a lot for having me.
Well, this has been something that is remains on our radar and in our crosshairs is the J6 prisoners. And we talk about it often on the show, and I'm honored to have you here on the show to tell your son's story. So tell us all about it.
Thank you, Bill. My son is a J6 patriot. He was arrested in 2021, January 19th, I believe, and taken from his apartment, flown all around the country, and ended up in the D.C., Guantanamo Bay, basically what we're calling as far as the activities that are going on there and the hardships that these J6 patriots are suffering under. My son was, now mind you, all these folks down there, all these J6 patriots are only accused of crimes. They're not, they've not been convicted. They're simply accused. They are supposed to have a right to a quick and speedy trial. They have been given anything but that right. My son has been harassed, abused, punched, maced, putting down, put down in the bowels of the prison for 202 days in solitary confinement for no good reason, getting maced just because he was holding pictures and talking to another J6 patriot through the cell doors. The abuses that's going on, that are going on, and continue to go on in the D.C. prison are horrendous. Now, my son recently, about a month and a week ago, was transferred from the D.C., Gulag to Lewisburg prison in Pennsylvania, and is currently there with some other J6 patriots in the pod. However, they are in general population. The good news is they're not in the D.C. prison, but they are in general population, and that's risky at best at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so in general population, any update on how the other prisoners are looking upon the J6 arrestees?
I want to say that I'm not hearing that there is any ongoing, you know, hatred or, you know, purposeful abuses to the J6 Patriots in Lewisburg Prison. There are daily people that are getting hurt there. The prison population, you know, what's going on inside our prisons in this country is abhorrent. It's almost like we're in a third world country. But he's holding prayer groups almost every day there. He's taking on Christ, and he's accepted, Christ in his life, and he's passing the word. So, out of all these things that are happening in our world, there is some good things that are happening, and my son has definitely found Christ, and that I'm very thankful for, and he's passing the word inside prison, so he's trying to make some changes for other folks in there.
Well, I bet. I mean, after all, Joseph went to prison, and it's easy to talk about that, but as a father and whose son is incarcerated like this, I mean, do you have a sense of helplessness?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's like we have no say whatsoever, and I understand that that's the prison system. But again, this is over a year now that they're incarcerated, and some of these folks are in there. My son has some more serious charges than some of these other guys, but a lot of these guys are in there purely for trespassing, basically, misdemeanor stuff, and they're. You know, you look at the BLM folks and the Antifa folks that had done so many heinous crimes and burned down buildings, beaten, shot at cops, committed murders in those autonomous zones in different cities. And you have folks like Kamala Harris coming out and raising money for them and getting their bail reduced or removed and getting their charges dropped. You know, we do not have equal justice in this country, and that is the real shame here, because if you don't have justice for one, you have justice for none. And folks were, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to ask you, how many J6 Patriot prisoners are there? Do you know?
There are currently around, I think in the D.C. Gulag, there was about 45. But now, don't forget, our wonderful government is continuing to go out and round up folks that are immediately, you know, have their photographs, their faces and photographs or whatever in there. Trying to, you know, rounding up these people and charging them with all kind of, you know, crimes, which are absolutely absurd. Judge Nichols the other day did come out and go against these five or seven other federal judges against the obstruction charge. The obstruction charge is a huge one that carries 20 years in prison for obstructing, you know, congressional activities. And rightly so, Judge Nichols did find that that charge was not warranted. For the most part, these folks are in there exercising their First Amendment rights. They entered the Capitol. We have facts now that the D.C. police, it just came out a couple of days ago, that they're withholding a lot of the video from the public, general public, that shows the D.C. cops and other police fist pumping, taking down the gates, taking selfies with the protesters on J6.
Protesters. Exactly.
Yeah, and we also have videos of the D.C. police opening up the magnetic doors to the Capitol building from inside. We have that video. We are making a documentary. It is part of our documentary. And we can show that the D.C. police actually opened up the magnetic doors, which you would have had to have, I don't know, like a 5-ton battering ram to open without that, and let the protesters inside the Capitol building, which is, I mean, that's fine. But then when you entice them, and then you have a million protesters up on the Capitol grounds, and then you entrap them because they can't all leave, and then you attack them all at once using lethal force on a static crowd. That's absurd. These police, some of them should be on trial themselves for you know, using lethal force against people that were unarmed. They're protesting, and you know, Patriot Black, he got shot in the jaw. He had his whole jaw ripped out with one of the plastic bullets. Yeah, I mean, my son was shot with a plastic bullet, in the foot. So, you know, they used a lot of force that they didn't need to, and there wasn't really any violence until the police attacked the crowd. And that's when innocent Americans were saving other innocent Americans' lives. Like my son saved two men that day. Tommy Tatum just came out and credited my son with saving his life. And Philip Anderson earlier, a black man, wonderful, wonderful people, both of these guys. They were outside the West Tower, and they were getting trampled. The police were using the mace, the shock grenades, and they were at the bottom of that pile. And Roseanne Boylan died in both my son and Philip Anderson's arms, and they couldn't save her. And then you have a police officer beating her viciously, her lifeless body viciously, with a baton.
Wow.
For no reason. And we have the tapes. And why is this police officer, why is this lady not being charged? You know, the police, the D.C. police apparently did their own internal investigation. They found no fault in it. Are you kidding me? That's absurd. I mean, that officer should be tried as a criminal because what she did was criminal.
Well, here it is. I mean, how many J6 patriots actually died? We often hear about Ashley Babbitt, but we don't hear about the other ones. And, of course, the other false narrative without there immediately was that Capitol Police had died. But there was none that died that day.
That's true. That's true. You had Ashley Babbitt, who was viciously murdered. Then you had Roseanne Boylan. She died outside the Western Terrace, like I said, in my son and Philip Anderson's arms. There was another patriot that died of a heart attack during the protest. Another patriot was pushed off, and you have videos showing this patriot being pushed off of the railing by the Capitol Police and falling to his death. And there was another death, which I'm not sure the fifth one, but there's five deaths of innocent American citizens, patriots, that died on the Capitol grounds that day for no good reason.
Yeah. Well, Ned, I know that these young people, I say young, how old is your son?
My son is 26. He just turned 26.
So mostly young people that are involved there. I mean, they run the gamut anywhere from, you know, teens on up to 40s, 50s. I think there's a couple that were in 60s that were incarcerated here. But so they run the demographic spectrum here. But the way they're being attacked by the prosecutors in that, we of course, got the disturbing news, week before, of the one J6 prisoner that was awaiting his sentence. And his family said that the pressure of it all was just so overwhelming, he ended up taking his life.
Oh, that gentleman, yes, Mark, out in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I also talk almost on a daily basis, and that is so unfortunate. You know, here you got a guy that's apparently they had a plea deal. He wasn't accused of anything violent, and then they sort of rug out from underneath him and stacked on another couple heinous, you know, BS charges that that should not have happened. And the guy, you know, he felt like he was up against the wall, and his life was being ripped out from him, and for no good reason. But you have to remember fairness and equity, and there is none, because you look at, and our documentary is going to show you this, so many of the BLM and Antifa folks who have done so much worse things, who are accused of doing so much worse things,
exactly,
and the charges dropped in many cases, dropped, no bail, out the next day. You know, I had people, our politicians raising all this money for these folks. You know, if that's fine for them, it should be fine for everybody. And I'm not suggesting that people who do the crime should not pay the time. I am suggesting that you have to have an equitable justice system. And another thing is, you cannot possibly, you know, Guy Reffitt and I talk almost every day on the Getting Out app. I mean, wonderful, wonderful man, wonderful family. The FBI actually took a 17-year-old son, boy, and took them under, you know, the FBI took him under their arm, and he actually was taping conversations inside his parents' household with his father. From what I understand, he was taking pictures off of the sister's cell phone for the you know, taking pictures of the messages and the chats that his father was having with his sister, and his father was having his daughter, this boy's sister. And
right.
And they used that against him. Have you seen or heard of the FBI or DOJ ever even thinking about doing any of that to the BLM or Antifa folks?
Oh, of course not. Of course not. Well, Ned, we got about 15 seconds left. Real quick, when is the documentary out, and where can they go for more information?
That's fantastic. Well, we have a great website. It's the letter J, number 6, truth, j6truth.org.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you get a...